Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
BT, it's out back on the Fan real quick, BT, before we get back to the calls here. We got to get into baseball at some point, too. But just a note, did you even know the NBA Cup? Like, was that the finals that was on Saturday?
I don't know.
Hoff, do you have any idea about the NBA Cup? Was that the finals?
I know the Knicks lost.
No, right, okay, so we knew the Knicks were out of the
NBA
Cup.
Well, they didn't get to the Cup. Yeah, they lost. They didn't get to Vegas.
They make it like it's some big deal. Right, exactly, the NBA Cup. I don't even know who was playing. Maybe the Rockets.
The Rockets were there. I know the Warriors got bounced as well. Okay.
Anyway, apparently the WWE Saturday Night Main Event beat the NBA Cup head-to-head on ABC. I mean, I'm not shocked at that, but but to me that's twofold. One, the monster that is WWE and how a live thing, Saturday Night Main Event, NBC can trump that of the NBA Cup, which Silver's supposed to make a big deal. Like, who cares? It means nothing here.
Well, I think the ratings around the NBA, the Cup, are just emblematic of the loss of interest in the NBA. The NBA, and we've talked about this, the product, for a lot of different reasons, the reliance on the three-point shot. You know, kids nowadays come in so young that they're so raw. Like back in the day, whether it was Ewing or Olajuwon or Barkley, you know, guys that would go very high in the draft, Ralph Sampson, even though he got hurt and wasn't a great pro, they would come in, they were far more polished. Now, I get it, you draft on projectability and you get a kid who's 19 after 1 year. And even if he's a bit of a man-child, which many of these kids are, there's still the rawness to their game that obviously now you got to play through it and there's a lot of turnovers and it's sloppy. The NBA stinks right now. And the NBA is the only league, and I've seen some articles, I haven't really talked about it on the air because I don't think our audience, not that they don't care, but we've been so busy with the baseball. Yeah. There is such a drop in NBA ratings. It is Adam Silver. I remember saying this to Tiki for years. Adam Silver stinks. Adam Silver is a good number two. He is not a commissioner.
But
he has ruined the NBA.
By the way, Hoff, when is the Cup final? Tomorrow, you said?
Tomorrow. The Bucks versus the Thunder.
There you go. Bucks versus the Thunder. Mm. Okay, who cares? But don't you then think that because of Silver knowing that the league needs something to spice it up, give him at least credit for trying to be innovative? Like, he missed the mark. Nope. I shouldn't say nobody cares. We in New York don't care about the NBA Cup.
We would have more if the Knicks were in it. I would have been a little bit interested. I would have watched it. Listen, I watched them play the Pelicans on a Tuesday night. I'm not going to watch the NBA Cup. Of course I am.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's just a regular game. But you're not watching it necessarily because of the Cup. I mean, I guess maybe there'd be a little more emphasis on it.
A little more
guess.
Juice. You know, neutral court.
But anyway, so then don't you give Silver some credit for trying to be creative in a sport that he knows is struggling?
Oh, no, I do. I don't think that everything that he's done has been awful. But I think there's been so many mistakes and miscalculations on his part that I just don't think that he doesn't strike me as somebody who's prepared or able to make the hard decision,
right.
Unlike his predecessor, David Stern, who is maybe the best commissioner in the history of sports. I mean, Adam Silver has let the league run rampant. He lets the players run the show, and that is exactly how you fail. I mean, think about this. The NBA is still built on LeBron in year 22, Steph Curry, who's amazing, but in year, 17? I mean, can you get some more juice? Can you get some young blood? It's really, I don't think they market their young players very well. There's been so many issues. It's just, the NBA is a mess.
All right, let's get back to the calls here on the NFL and the Jets specifically. Pete is in Stanford. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Just real quick, I was at the show on Saturday night as well with my son. I was sitting about 10 rows behind you guys on the other side of the railing. I just couldn't get your attention. It would have been cool to meet you guys, though.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's all good. My son did get to the aisle and got a Cody Rhodes high five when he came out, and you could see him on the broadcast. It was like the coolest thing for him ever. But
that's great.
Anyway, on to the Jets. I'm going to give you a quick scenario.
Did you hear me yelling? Remember, BT, were you there when I was yelling at Tito Santana and Jimmy Hart? Yeah. I yelled it out loud. Jimmy Hart, I was yelling something like, the mouth of the South. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Jimmy looked the same.
I can't believe he's 80.
Looks the same. Yeah. Looks good. God bless him.
Go ahead, Pete.
I actually met Jimmy Hart in Florida at Hogan Hangout in Tampa.
Hmm.
He looks spectacular for his age. That's
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So, Vrabel is my top choice. No question about it. He's the guy that can usher.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
One more year of Rodgers into what would be a second year quarterback, or maybe a third year quarterback if we think this kid Travis is anything. But anyway, assuming that one or more of these three guys lose their jobs in the offseason and Vrabel sees those jobs as more appealing.
Go ahead.
Zach Taylor, Mike McDaniels, and probably the longest shot to lose his job, but I don't know, Kyle Shanahan. Obviously, Shanahan's your number one, but
you'd never get him. He's not going anywhere.
He wouldn't do that to his buddy. He wouldn't do that to his buddy Sala, I don't think.
Super Bowl losses, two NFC championship losses, staring down, maybe having to give Purdy the biggest quarterback contract in the league. They're in a weird position, man. They're a very weird position.
Right, but they know that they have the coach in place. Like, he's the right guy. Imagine Andy Reid with Philadelphia. I know Philadelphia went on to win a Super Bowl, but, like, look at what Andy Reid's done in Kansas City. That's what you're looking at with Shanahan. I'm not trying to put him on Reid's level yet, but the losing in the Super Bowls or the championship games, like, come on. He's a great coach. You can decipher the good coaches or not. Kyle Shanahan's a great coach.
He's the longest shot, but what do you think about Taylor?
Nope.
If Taylor loses his job in Cincinnati, or McDaniels loses his job in Miami.
Oh, McDaniels? You couldn't get a worse fit for this. McDaniels? With his wacky, quirky, there's no way that's happening.
Right, but
here.
His offense is legit.
I don't want that guy.
Tua stinks, by the way. Did you see him yesterday throwing interceptions all over the place? The offense, Tua is just—he's just not.
I've never
very
been
good.
A huge fan. I love him as a person. He's a great competitor. I don't think he's.
I like watching
as a quarterback.
I like watching Miami play because of the offense. McDaniels is a brilliant offensive mind.
Now, I know he is.
Whether you'd hire him as a head coach or not,
I know he is.
And Zach Taylor, I do think is an overlooked, underrated, good head coach.
Well, listen, that might be true. I'm not willing to take the chance to see if that scouting report is accurate. I mean, he's got one of the three, top talented quarterbacks in football. And they basically lose every week. Their season's been a disaster. And I think Zach Taylor's good. I don't think he's good for the Jets necessarily. McDaniels, zero interest. And listen, even if Shanahan was fired, he won't be. And even if he had interest in the Jets, why would he? He still wouldn't take it because of what the Jets did to his buddy Sala. At least in his eyes. Like, there's no way he's taking the Jets job after they fired Robert Sala five games into the season.
Also, a guy like that is going to have options. Let's just say that for some unforeseen reason, Shanahan and the Niners come to an agreement where they just think it's best to move on. It's not going to happen, but let's just say that's the case. You think Kyle Shanahan, like any part of him, would be interested in the Jets job?
No, I have since just mentioned since the Cincinnati close. Job's Whoa. Open, I'm going to Coach Burrow. That's where I'm going if I'm in.
Cincinnati's a fascinating one if that's open. I would probably keep Zach Taylor one more year, depending on who's out there for them. But yeah, I mean, that's the premier job. I mean, these jobs, Bears have a good, you know, an appealing job. The Jets are going to be up against it with a lot of teams.
I know.
With some better, even Jacksonville, with a good owner, with Trevor Lawrence in place. Like, you can make the case that that's more appealing than the Jets job.
I can make the case it's not, because they already gave Trevor Lawrence a lot of money. Like, Rodgers will eventually be gone, and if you get rid of him now, I don't think it's going to be overly punitive, so you can kind of get off the hook with the money if you want to. Trevor Lawrence signed that extension.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know if Trevor Lawrence is there. Is he the guy? So that complicates. Now, if you view him as the guy and you're a coach, then, yeah, I would agree.
But he's now had two coaches who couldn't do anything with it, with Urban Meyer and Peterson.
That's true, Sal. And we talk about Woody, and Woody's Woody, but Shad Khan is just, he's even more quick-triggered and relentless behind this. Shad Khan, at least in NFL circles, he's almost impossible to work with. That's what a lot of people say.
Well, that could be a problem then, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they still have a high pick. I would feel like Khan is better than Woody, but what do I know? I mean, I'm not in the inner circles as far as knowing which owner is good. I know Woody's not. We know that. Shad Khan, though, I thought was okay, but if you're hearing that or reading that somewhere, then maybe a different
he's
story.
A little nuts behind the scenes.
All right, we'll come back, reset, hit you with the crown, the king, the down with the king topic of the day. Man, had a little flashback there myself. Continue with your calls, 888-808-1019. We also have to get into the baseball stuff, whether it's Alonzo, whether it is Kyle Tucker. Still a lot there. 2 hours to play with. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loan should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com.